Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is a memorial of Saints John Fisher, Bishop, and Thomas More, Martyrs. And our preaching is from Italy by Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican who lives in Turin, and her preaching today is entitled Tough Love.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Do not judge so that you may not be judged. For with the judgment you make, you will be judged, and the measure you give will be the measure you get. Why do you see the speck in your neighbor's eye, but do not notice the log in your own eye? Or how can you say to your neighbor, let me take the speck out of your eye, while the log is in your own eye? You hypocrite! First take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your neighbor's eye. The Gospel of the Lord. We're currently working our way through the Sermon on the Mount, and some of it is demanding, to say the least. Cut off your hand if it's caused you to sin. Don't get angry with other people. Love your enemies. Don't make a display of your practice of the faith. Don't concern yourself with material well-being, and so on. And today, this famous metaphor of the log in your eye, or some people, some translations say the plank in your eye, which you don't notice because you're so intent on the speck in somebody else's eye. Well, if we can just stand back for a moment from this very familiar passage, maybe we can recognize a couple of aspects of it. First, that it's advice against criticizing other people, and that's something we're usually, most of us anyway, pretty good at. And secondly, that it's an example of Jesus's sense of humor. Many years ago, on the radio, I heard a mother talking about how one of her children had roared with laughter at the moment, which is in tomorrow's gospel, when Jesus said, if your child asked for a fish, would you give him a snake? We don't always notice the absurdity because we've learned to take it all seriously. After all, this is Jesus talking, Jesus who is God. But the small boy who found this hilarious was absolutely right. Jesus goes to comical extremes to make us see the absurdity of our human weaknesses. The irony of this log in your eye example is obvious, and it's clearly deliberate. It reminds me of an aunt of my mother's, someone I never knew, who's come down in family history because whenever she herself or some other member of the family was being critical of somebody else, this aunt would say dryly, well, thank God we're perfect. Just as a reminder of the uncomfortable truth that not one of us is constantly, unremittingly saintly. And that is true of the saints themselves as well. Only Jesus was always morally perfect. Well, today we celebrate the memorial of St. John Fisher and St. Thomas More, beheaded by order of King Henry VIII because they refused to take an oath to say that Henry's marriage to Anne Boleyn was legitimate. The details are not important here, but what matters is that More is one of my favourite saints for various reasons, for his sense of humour, for his insistence on educating his daughters just as thoroughly as his son, for his integrity. And no, he wasn't flawless, but his conduct when he was a prisoner in the Tower of London and at his execution was exemplary. While he was in the Tower, he wrote letters and prayers that have been preserved, and one of those prayers begins, "Grant me thy grace, good Lord, to set the world at naught, to think that the world doesn't count for anything." And it continues with 33 more graces that he asks of God. Roughly halfway through is this one, "To lean unto the comfort of God, busily to labour to love him." Yes, busily to labour to love him. Oh yes, it's hard work being a good Christian. Sometimes we may feel that God is asking too much of us, but if we want to lean to his comfort, we have to love him. And if that means labour, so be it. St. Thomas More, pray for us.